Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
It's 7:53 on the Sunday edition of Weekend Breakfast. And today, yes, we are staying with film, but we're casting an eye ahead, looking ahead to the Joburg Film Festival. It is the annual festival is staged usually in the last week of November as a six-day festival. It will this year be a two-day event on the 28th and the 29th of November, and a limited film selection with a huge focus, I'm told, on development workshops. But to tell us more about this, I'm joined by a Joburg Film Festival Executive Director, Tim Mangwedi. Mr. Mangwedi, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time today.
Good morning to you, Rafi, and good morning to your beautiful listeners out there.
Good morning. Now, Tim, obviously the pandemic has forced a huge change in this year's festival and how it's going to take place. Talk to me about the challenges of putting this year's festival together and what the two-day event will look like.
The festival is, you know, we always position ourselves as the premier of African cinema. And yes, I mean, it was very, very heartbreaking when the president announced that we are going on lockdown and we never knew when we'll get back to, you know, the normal living.
Sure.
And it was really heartbreaking for us because of we had to, you know, cancel all the big plans that we had for this edition. So we with a team, we had to think hard in terms of how we're going to navigate and be able to stage this year's edition. And finally, you know, Mongles Lan and Bali Tabete, who are part of the management team, said to me, Tim, we have to have this. We have to have something this year. You know, we cannot just not let the pandemic to prevent us from staging a small event so that you know, people can come out and watch the beautiful creative films that we always do.
Yeah.
So we decided to have a mini festival this year, which is really anchored more on the youth and audience development program that we pride ourselves with the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, we decided to have a small festival for this year's edition.
Yeah, lovely. I mean, you know, you've also, of course, you've mentioned the Youth and Audience Development Program. Talk to me about the other pillars of the festival before we get to the film that you are particularly excited for audiences to view.
Look, I mean, the festival is actually anchored into three pillars. I mean, one is obviously the film program, which is basically a curated film program. We had a film festival when we launched in 2016 to have a curator of the film festival. So we are a created film festival. That's our entry number one. That's our first pillar.
Sure.
The second pillar, yes, is on the industry program, which is basically has to do with the insights of the television and film industry, which is your masterclass programs, panel discussions. So and then the third pillar, and also within that pillar, we also have the woman focus program that we do with our industry program. The third pillar is a youth and audience development program. The youth and audience development program, what happens is that we go around the five regions of Gauteng. We go and we spend the weekend with the aspiring young people of Mzansi that want to venture into the creative content creation or film industry. And we have a tailor-made workshops with them for 2 days, and then on the final day we have a screening of a film that is locally produced by young people, and they have the pleasure to watch that film with the community that they live in.
Lovely.
But unfortunately, this year we won't go to those communities, but we buzz those communities into one central point because of COVID.
Of course. Now, Tim, I'm going to ask you to choose your favorite baby in this instance. We know that there are limited tickets available for watching those three local and international films at either Cinema Novo in Rosebank or Bioskop in Maboneng. But of those that you're showing, what particularly are you excited for South Africans to see?
Well, one of the things, you know, we've got a good programming, and you know, you can't believe that it's because of pandemic, there have been 200 films that have viewed as a team to be able to come up with a program, film presentation. But out of the three films that we went with, actually it's three plus one, because with a youth and audience development program, we actually been having a premiere movie by a young lady, a beautiful lady, Karabo Didika, who's actually having a 30-year in a short film that will be screened at the youth and audience development program. So, but out of the films that have been kind of main program, the films that have obviously got, you know, there's been a burial, in the suit of Oscar, you know, film that that has been doing all the world, has won awards in Sundance, won awards, and in Touch, and won awards, and Venice.
Tim, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it right there, Tim. The sound dropping out there, we seem to be losing your audio. But as Tim Mangwedi said, there's a lovely film to watch out for by Karabo Ledikha. It's her latest work called What Did You Dream? I'm particularly excited about that. And he was talking just now about an award film that's done the rounds in terms of film festivals, doing very well. And it's called This Is Not a Burial, It's a Resurrection. Certainly, if you can check it out, by all means, please do so. And let us know and let us know what you're particularly excited about. It's all taking place next week on the 28th as well as the 29th of November. That is the Joburg Film Festival. Thank you so much to the Executive Director Tim Mangwedi for his time there. Unfortunately, sound, or rather the line, just not working out for us this morning.